What up, PMA? As y'all can see, we did a little fucking reconstructing. You know what I'm saying? We doing our thing. Thizzle, you know what I'm saying? For audio listeners only, yo. Y'all can't see it, but shut up. Anyway, your ass is up, man. Y'all already know what time it is, yo. Pick it up. 2020 been some bullshit. So let's try to pick it up to end the year off real quick, man. You already know who you talking to. It is Senor.
That shit, that nigga rolled his R's.
Oh,
shit, he owe one today because he rolled his R's right.
Here with me as always is this nut, man.
You supposed to sit your bald-headed co-host.
They can't.
Damn! I'm bald today.
Damn, man.
Busy
your,
man.
Is your brain cold, nigga? The fuck? Yo, yeah, you are tuned into the Part of My Arrogance podcast. Bitch!
From the 215 to 302, we kick some facts and talk the news. We keeping it real while acting a fool. So pardon my arrogance and let me holla at you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good afternoon, PNA. On today's episode, we ending the year, brother. We gonna talk about this year, all the bullshit that happened. Hold on.
You heard him, man. Listen, it's been a long year. COVID, orange ball. Let's finish this thing off right, man. Let's pardon my arrogance it out the right way, man.
So sit back, relax, enjoy yourselves. Tune in. Grab a drink. You're now tuned in to PMA. PMA. What's really good? What's really
fun? We back,
man. What's really good, man? As of today, yo, we are now counting down to the days to the end of this godforsaken year. I'm so sick of this shit, yo. I want this bitch to never come back. Like, yeah. You ever get mad at somebody and you just be like, I look at the calendar like, and to see the year, be like, you dirty bitch.
Right.
Like, go on somewhere, right. Yo. I smack the shit, yo. This fucking year, dog. Like, bro. I don't know if we had, did we have a pop? We had pop. You see, I'm trying to live a new zen and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to look at all the positives and shit and everything, but it's very hard this year. It's been hard this year. The only thing we ain't have yet is a goddamn fucking massive ass hurricane or some shit like that. Let's save that for, I play.
Don't jump the gun anyway, yet. A couple days left.
Anyway. So we gonna go down the list. It's been a lot of shit. We gonna free ball this shit. You know what I'm saying? We just drinking, having a good conversation, talking about some shit. Let's turn this goddamn camera on and do what we do. So that's that, man.
Well, like you say, look, man. Y'all see, we switching the studio up a little bit, man. So we linked up. We recording on Monday the 28th right now, and the end of year off, right, man. Cats is just relaxing, politicking, realizing and metaphorizing. I just made that one up.
It sounds stupid as shit.
Metaphorizing. You metaphorize. Like, you know what I mean? Metaphor.
I'm about to hit you in your eyes.
Emphasize.
We're going with the nut shit. Leave that shit back in 2022, nigga.
No, man. Scott. I'm going to keep being me, and at the end of the day.
This fucking guy.
I hope that all y'all out there, man, who experienced this epic, iconic year, lived y'all life. Hope y'all ain't hold nothing back, left nothing on the table, because it was real easy to put shit aside, right? To figure that this is more important than that. Just don't leave shit on the table. Don't let exterior circumstances affect how you live your life and stop your grind. A lot of people, they kept grinding. COVID hit early in the year.
People lost their shits, bro.
They was in home gyms, still grinding it up. They home studios.
Getting money any means possible, yo. At the end of the day, you still got a family to feed. You still got to feed yourself. And not just in a sense of food. Feed yourself as in knowledge.
Right.
Feed yourself as in physical activity, because, you know, that's the only thing going to stop you from croaking up this motherfucker.
Facts. Right.
Health is definitely goddamn wealth. That app is coming soon, too. I can't wait to do that app. Financially, everything, yo. Just feed yourself, yo. Every ground, every time your foot hits the pavement, every step, every ground strike forward and shit is how you supposed to feed yourself, yo. And that's how we supposed to live our life all 2021. That's what I'm preaching, yo. As long as you moving forward, no matter how far it is, it's always a positive and shit. So, we're going to take the positive away from this joint, because I know some people out there was fucked up. I already know that for a fact. You know what I'm saying? I'm not speaking down. People lost loved ones and shit. It is what it is.
Right.
But try to find the positivity in this year. But we're going to talk about the negatives. Oh, don't get that wrong. We can talk about the negatives.
You got no choice because in 20 and 30 years, when we look back on 2020, we sitting on the porch with a glass of iced tea and smoking a stogie. You're going to look back on 2020 and you're going to have a lot to talk about. I mean, what was the number one overwhelming thing this year? We all know it, right? COVID Central. Coronavirus. Mm-mm. Cue up the Cardi B.
Coronavirus.
No.
No. Coronavirus.
I think something else topped the fucking COVID.
Oh, boy.
Bro.
Here we go. What we got?
You know what topped the COVID already.
I don't know what topped the COVID.
It's Agent, man.
Oh, yeah.
He was the reason.
Agent Florida. Agent Orange Pill.
The one that went on vacation on the estate when niggas out here fucking scrounging for money. The one that said, yo, man, I'll give y'all some money, yo. And I had to enact the election. Let me see how it go.
You talking about the boy who called his mans that run the post office and was like, yo, pull all the fucking boxes off the street, man.
The same boy that said, no, man, ain't no goddamn virus, man. Y'all got to worry about, man.
Oh, you talking about the same boy who lost the election, but as of right now, December the 28th, still say he ain't lose.
Yo, man, stick to the script.
He said money over business.
Yo, get back to the shit. That nigga sticking to the script, yo.
You talking about that, boy? It's crazy to think that the election was two months ago.
How mad would you be, yo, if you in this nigga face like, hey, yo, my man, you lost. Nope.
What
I
me?
Ain't lose shit, man. Find me, nigga. Kick me out if you want to, nigga. What's wrong with these balls, man? This ball is insane,
it's
dog.
It's crazy that he's sticking to it.
I don't understand. This nigga lies about
everything,
bro.
It comes natural, bro. It comes natural.
Nigga be like this, yo. Yo, can you put it on my remote? I ain't got no fucking remote.
What remote?
He lies so much, he actually make you think that you the fucked up one and shit. You be like this. Oh, is that what that nigga talking about? No.
Yeah.
Ball?
Yeah.
Yo, bro, he tell me to stop doing it. I can't stop, bro. I load his Twitter all the time to see what kind of.
I don't know why you do it, bro.
Landish shit.
I don't know why you
saying,
do it,
bro. Him and the John fucking Tommy Lauren. I can't stop.
I don't know why
John,
you dwell down those fucking rabbit holes
John,
of
bro.
Fucking fuckery, bro. It's
because
nothing
it,
but
it, because
fuckery.
It, because I'm like a scientist, yo. I'm like a researcher, yo. I crave knowledge. And I want to know, like, how are there people out here who can believe this most asinine shit? Be like, yeah, that's where word is born. No, John. and then on national TV every goddamn day and telling the same. Yo, bro, I'm so sick and tired of these people talking about the same shit, yo. The voter election, voter fraud and shit. Yo, ain't nobody talk. Yo, bro, I have voted since I was eligible to vote, man.
Right.
Well, eligible to vote. The first time, the matter of fact, the first time I was eligible to vote was Obama's first campaign.
Okay.
That was the first time I was eligible to vote.
Okay.
I'm a young boy. Even before I'm vote, I ain't never seen no shit like this, dog.
Unprecedented times.
I ain't never seen no fucking goddamn shit like this, yo. I ain't never seen a president like this. I ain't never seen an election ran like this, bro. The only reason that he beat Hillary is because he got back and forth with her.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he ain't tell about nothing about the politics and shit. Like Biden was like, I don't give a fuck.
No, I'm gonna tell you why he beat Hillary, bro, and the reason why
nobody want Hillary, bro.
The reason why I leave my block, and at the corner of my block, in a wild, nice neighborhood, by the way, but at the corner of my block, I see Trump 2020 flags flying right now on December 28th.
Still
flying right now. I leave the block, and I'm like, look at these motherfuckers. The reason why that shit exists. It's because you motherfuckers have always existed, and y'all found the light. Y'all found a platform to fucking finally come out of the woodworks. Because you bitch-ass motherfuckers was in the woodworks for decades upon decades, scared to show your light. Because you know you're going to get these fucking paws. And then what happened? They was like, wait a minute. One of us got a platform. We waiting.
Hold on. We gonna pause this, yo, because it's the going up here. All right, we back, yo. I had to calm him the hell down because he was if I didn't reel him back in, he was gonna go on a wild tangent. That's not what this podcast is about. So with that being said, we gonna move on, man. We gonna move. Is it cool if we move on?
Whatever, man.
Anywho,
I guess we're not gonna do that today. But
anywho,
I can't stand that motherfucker.
Let's talk about the COVID, bro. Look, the cunt, yo, bro. But it still takes me back to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everything is
like
all his fucking fault.
He's trying to rush this shit so bad. Like, yo, we're going to have the vaccine. Yo, make sure it's safe first. And then we're not out there turning into walkers. And I got to be Rick out here,
bro,
with the six shooter.
Niggas going to turn into full gremlin as soon as they get the shot, bro. As soon as they get the shot.
Bro. I'm back on this shit with the election now. I can't go.
See? Yo, did you see he tried to reel me in, but we going to go there.
I can't. We're going to go there. It's a little crazy, we'll go there. Bro. Yo, bro, did you see the John that was like talking to the goddamn people and they was talking about the voter fraud? She's like, yeah, we got.
Oh, she fainted and shit, right?
We got. No, the John with the glass, she was like this. So, what about the people that died? Huh? Huh? Did we check those? The people that died that voted? Huh?
Right.
They sitting there like, hey, yo, like, that's the type of people he got. Anyway.
Time out. Let me jump in real quick. Because you mentioned vaccine. I just want to say this real quick. Because we don't want to harp on too many things too long on this episode. One that I want to say is everybody jumping to get this vaccine, right? We talked about this early in the year. We said it's going to be the biggest decision that a lot of people got to make up their lives.
Some people,
to get
some
or
people
not to
don't
get.
Have the, yo, some people don't have the option, dog. Like, it's either right. Do it or they'll get bopped.
Or you get bopped because you can't work it.
Or they're going to try to sneak into the kids to be like, yo, if you're coming to school, you got to have that.
We talked about this and we knew it was coming. Riza Islam, there's a lot of people out there. Riza Islam was saying this 2-3 years ago. Healthy People 2020 was going to happen one way or another. And it's happened. How the fuck you get a fucking wild, deadly virus and you create a vaccine in 9 months when it takes 2 years to really come up with a vaccine? 9 times out of 10, polio came out.
It's deadly, but the mortality rate is low as fuck.
At the end of the day, the infection rate is high as fuck. The mortality rate is low as fuck, but the infection rate is high as fuck.
What about the flu? The flu's...
It is.
People still get the flu every day. People been getting flu
people
shots
do.
For years.
People do.
And people still get the
people
flu.
People do. But my point is, there's always a bigger agenda, people. We said this shit on episode 1 of season 2. Right? Coronavirus, the man-made fucking missile. If you ain't see it, go click the motherfucking card and watch that shit because we said it. This shit came about for a reason, man. And everything that we talked about, everything that people knew about ahead of time, 2, 3 years, 4, 5 years in advance, it all came to fruition this year, bro. How many companies bucked the fuck off this year? I mean, bucked the fuck off. How many people put money in the stocks at the beginning of the year and they all the way up? I'm one of them. Niggas bucked off, bro. And it was all because it was some shit that was placed in a place for a certain way for the place to motherfucking happen the way it happened.
But you know how it is. It go like that, dog. Like, it's been like that since the beginning of the time, yo. Niggas create the disease and create the market. It's like
creating
a
market.
Business, bro.
It's creating a market.
Business and everything, bro.
Yep.
If you can create the market,
yep.
you can create the demand.
And you control the market.
Message!
And now some of us is faced with the decision, damn, my wife's a nurse, boom, 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 blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Do I get the vaccine? Do she get the vaccine?
Yo, niggas,
I don't know what's going to happen. Is she going to get cancer 10 years after taking a vaccine because of the
bro,
vaccine?
Bro, I swear to God, it's going to be one of them fucking joints. Like, if you took the coronavirus vaccine and it have any of the heart disease, fucking involuntary shoulder movements.
Involuntarily fucking, shitting yourself.
Fucking the crusty lips. Goddamn red eyes, cross-eyed eyes and shit. Falling out hair. Looking like Fred Sanford. Yo, if you have any of these symptoms, please dial 234. Like, hey, yo, it's y'all going to be
actually,
one of them
actually,
balls,
actually,
yo.
Hold on. Actually, it's
the mesothelioma. Commercial with that mesothelioma, whatever that
but at the
is.
End of it, it's gonna say, please call PMA Industries and we can take care of you.
Yeah, man, we got that thing, especially only Jones can get our goddamn Jones. Yeah, we got this special vaccine. It's
fuck.
Called the dick.
Fuck when fuck Wisniewski or Wisniewski.
It's called the dick.
We fixed it right on. That was
yeah,
a good old vitamin
man.
D.
You know what I'm talking about? Yo, that protein. Yang. Anyway.
Fucking Rona, man.
Yo, we gotta stop this shit, bro.
No, we don't.
We already, that,
no,
people
we don't.
Already think we fucking insane.
Nah.
Anywho. Sports came and went.
Came back and went.
Came back. We're not even gonna talk.
Bubbled. Unbubbled.
Bro.
Bubble fucked. Unbubble fucked.
Dude, NBA did a good job, though.
NBA did a good job with the bubble. And I really
don't count the championship, bro. They call it Mickey Mouse championship.
Oh, yeah, that was an asterisk. I don't even know who won. Fuck y'all niggas.
You know who won, bro.
Fuck that nigga, man.
You know Brian won.
He should have came to Philly 2 years ago.
Like,
yo, I'm going to keep it a buck. And it's crazy because I'm a super sports fan. Those who know me, I ain't watching not one game in the finals. I know.
I was watching for buckets, man.
I ain't watch it.
I like buckets.
Bro. I like buckets. I fuck with Jimmy Buckets, but I ain't watch it. I kind of boycotted on the low because it's like, no, man, this shit corny, man. This shit corny, man.
Snicker, bro. You sound like them people that was boycotting because of the knee shit, bro.
The knee shit?
Because niggas was kneeling.
Oh, that did happen. Oh, let's talk about that. That happened, right? A couple years ago?
Yeah.
Niggas was kneeling. Kaepernick said, you know what? You niggas is killing us wild crazy. I'm going to take a knee, and I'm not going to fucking stand for y'all flag until y'all take a notice of what's going on in the world. Nigga lost his job. Nigga lost a big-ass bag. for the stance that actually came to fruition, what, 2 years later? And now wild niggas died this year from the hands of the police, which happens every year. But now in 2020, shit was put on display, right?
On 2020, we had some bad publicity when it comes to police.
Bad publicity, yo. Niggas is defunding the police right as we speak right now. Down in Texas, they've defunded several police departments already. And that only happened because of the fucking events that happened.
It's crazy
because,
like,
George Floyd.
When some shit happens, dog, you going to want to call a cop, yo. Unless y'all fucking making it like we can take vigilantism in our fucking.
No. Let's get it. I'm gonna state my stance right now. I want the police to come and fucking help when they need it. I don't want to have to take on an army of niggas that's trying to take Mizzy Miz out.
But
I want the police to help me out and shit.
But is it so bad that I don't want them to beat the shit out of me at the same time?
That's the problem.
Is it bad? That's kind of like, yo, you got your house on fire and shit. You call the fire people and shit. They come over there and light a match and throw it on something else. Right.
And be like, wait, you started the fire. Lock that nigga up. Wait, what? This is my house, nigga. What the fuck you mean? That's the problem that we dealing with in America in 2020.
Yeah.
Shit has been here long before this. And that's one of the things that I talked with a couple people this year. And people didn't realize that this shit ain't new. Most of us been dealing with police brutality and fucking racial profiling and this, that, and the third for years on end. 20 plus years in my life I've been dealing with ever since I was legal to go out on my own without my parents being over me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Nigga been dealing with just normal people in general looking at me different because of the color of my skin, because of my black excellence. But now in 2020, shit's come to fruition. I appreciate it, but back to my original points. Fucked up that Callan had to lose his job over this shit when he was right all along.
Well, you know, some shit's still unsolved, yo. The Breonna Taylor shit, I ain't gonna talk about that, bro. That's just ludicrous.
It's crazy
what happened with that.
That's crazy.
But
it's crazy.
We talked about that long enough.
That's some bullshit. What else?
There's a lot of people that lost their lives this year. Influential people. Kobe lost his life at the beginning of the year.
Forgot all about Kobe. That's crazy. It felt like it was years ago, and that was really this year.
You seen the John Mom?
No.
Trying to sue them for the wild, for the bread and all the car they did. Like,
well, one of the passengers?
No, the Kobe, his wife's mom.
What?
Yeah, man. She was trying to sue him on shit, talking about some year. Yeah, I'm suing y'all for this whip, and y'all owe me some money for this and third. Yo, hey, yo, it's John.
Like, what?
This only ain't.
Hold up. Grandma Bryant.
No, not Kobe mom.
The wife's mom.
That's her mom, yeah.
So Grandma Bryant.
Williams.
It don't matter. It's a grandma of the fucking kids.
Yeah.
You got the.
Yo, man. They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place.
Message.
Oh, shit. It's wild as shit. Motherfuckers don't give a fuck. People showing their true colors this year. I swear to God, bro.
That's a fucking fact. Niggas really came out and showed their true colors.
You know how many fucking friends I thought I had that I'm a smack on sight now?
Yeah.
Like, on sight.
Yeah.
Like, they be like, yo, what's the awkward conversation niggas been having, bro? It was definitely around the Black Lives Matter movements and all the marches and everything like that. And then y'all got a nerve. I had a few friends I had to excommunicate before I had to beat the shit out of them. What'd they tell me? Oh, you see, Trump lost, but do you see us robbing stuff and shit? Motherfucker, it's got the same shit, bitch,
right.
Nigga.
It's not. And motherfuckers, you comparing Black Lives Matter and people dying to Trump losing. Talking about, yo, do you see us fucking acting like
not
fucking
one store got
buffoons.
Burned. This, that, and the third. Man, yo, man, you suck my... See?
Hold on, time out. Let me jump in, because I actually, now that you say that, I got something I wanted to get out, and it's the perfect fucking opportunity. Last episode of 2020, I've had too many times in the last year and some change happened that this particular instance happened, and I'm talking to you motherfuckers. I hope you watching. I hope you listening. If you listening, go to YouTube and go to this time mark right now and go watch, because I'm pointing at you. Don't go doing no fucking nut shit, right? Behaving like a utter fucking nut and then using our shit as your fucking excuse. Hey, man, part of my arrogance. Don't fucking do it, man. Don't do no nut shit that we wouldn't condone and then fucking be on some, hey, man, part of my arrogance. Don't fucking do it. You were still a nut. You did nut shit that we would never do, and you out here calling our shit because you listen to us thinking that that's the way to behave? No, motherfucker, you tainting my motherfucking, you tainting my shit. It ain't cool. See? The douche always get me riled up. It never fucking fails.
We back. Sorry, I can't. This boy needs a pause button, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and pause you for real next time, B. Like, yo, like he gets riled up when he starts to drink Douce, man. You know what I'm saying? This is what he do to him, man.
Shout out to you, Hov.
Ciao. Anyway. Yeah, a lot of young boys lost their life this year. Pop Smoke album of the year though. Shoot for the stars.
My man got like four fucking number one singles out right now, yeah. Bro.
I'm paid for the night.
Hey.
I'm gonna leave for the night. That's my shit right there, bro.
Yo, you be my bitch for the day. You know what I mean? You be my bitch for the day, shorty.
On rotation in the gym. You hear what I'm telling you?
Sick.
On rotation. Niggas out there like, yo, it's fire.
You know what else had heavy rotation?
Go ahead. Tenacion died this year, right?
Was that this year?
Was it?
I think it did start the year because the boy Juice WRLD was at the end of last year.
No, Juice.
Juice WRLD was the end of last year.
Somebody else died around Pop Smoke death.
It was Juice WRLD, Kobe, Pop. All was within a 1 to 2 month span.
But somebody else lost.
Maybe XXX was in that same span. I don't know. I feel like XXX was last year though.
Von lost his life.
Von played himself.
I don't know.
He did. He's not with us no more. That's fucked up.
Oh. I don't think about around Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick. Wakanda forever, man.
Lost his life. Psh. Tiny List. Lost his life. Psh. Bro.
A lot of death. I hope that everybody out there is...
Carl Anthony Towns lost his damn family.
His whole family. His mom, Dukes. Six more. I hope people out there is taking what we've seen this year as not only, like we said at the beginning of the app, not only as a lesson to the grind, right, but also as a lesson to hold those close to you, closer. Yeah, you know I mean, tell them that you love them.
Yes, that's another positive with the quarantine because you got time to spend. Time
big facts. I'm gonna tell you right now, y'all people who know me know I'm a super duper family orientated man. I feel like parenthood is the number one job in the world. Ain't nothing gonna ever fucking replace it. No matter what you're doing, no matter how much you grinding. Being a parent is number one. And if you're a scumbag parent, you're a scumbag, period, right? And it's crazy that even a person like me can be taken back by the events of this year and appreciate mine even more. Like, damn, I appreciate the fuck out of my loved ones, out of my families, my friends. Because you never know. They could be here today, gone tomorrow. You know what I mean? You could be doing your job, doing your civic duty. Trying to get a little paper, trying to grind to your next level up, and then boom, just like that, a nigga cough on you. And then boom, just like that, you had an underlying disease you ain't know about. And then boom, just like that, you in the spittle, can't nobody come and see you, and you got to deal with that shit on your own until you take your last breath. So,
and on the reverse of that, you're talking about spending the time with people that means the most to you. Stop spending time with the people that's fucking y'all up, yo.
Right.
Man, famous movie quote. I forget the movie right now, but he said, show me your friends, I'll show you your future.
Heavy.
Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Stop hanging Heavy. Around people that ain't about what you got to be about, yo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, negativity, toxicity, all that shit, yo. If it's in your life now, yo, I know it's fucking kind of cliche.
Mm-hmm.
Leave that shit back in 2020, yo.
Yeah. Yeah.
2021, New Year's resolutions, I know everybody make them, everybody fucking... small, but this is the 1 year, because a lot of people got a little speculation about when the next decade starts. Some people say 2020, some people say 2021.
Right,
new decade starts. So I'm gonna take the 2021 shit, because 2020 never fucking happened.
Yeah, get that shit the fuck up out of here, man.
2021. This is the 1 year that your New Year's resolution should mean more to you. It should mean more to you. You got to create your own legacy, yo. It got to your last name. You're striving for your last name. Got to mean more to you than anybody, yo. Whether that's bad girlfriends, bad men, bad friends, all that shit, yo. All that motherfuckers that. Is on your top with you, but not really there mentally and shit. Yo, leave them motherfuckers back in 2020, dog.
Yeah.
And that's real talk. That's free advice, yo. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna charge you for that, yo. Next one I will.
Message.
Damn, yeah, Q. That was yeah, exactly what he just said. Let's switch gears a little bit. 2020 also presented us, you know what, last year we did an epic decade wrap up, right? And we talked about best movies of the decade, music of the decade, games of the decade, all that shit, right? What about this year? This year presented a whole nother fucking avenue for us movie buffs, us who love to go to the theater and shit. Like, I ain't been to the theater all year, people. first year of my fucking life of my existence being on this earth that I haven't gone to the movie theater all year. I know you've experienced me. You know what I mean, you dabble with the theater. Tell me about your experience, man.
Hey, Tomorrow's Dad was alone. I was the only one in that motherfucker.
Had the joint of yourself?
If I had my joint with me and shit, niggas would have been in that joint. Nigga would have been fucking on every fucking aisle, B. Yo, I'm trying to tell you. But the protocols, people are doing a good job adhering to protocols nowadays.
For the most part.
A lot of stores and stuff, they're doing a pretty good job sanitizing everything like that. Like Trader Joe's, I was on Trader Joe's. With all that organic stuff, man, yo, you can't even go in that. They let a certain amount of people in that bitch, and when you walk past, they'll fucking squeeze the fucking hand sanitizer on your fucking hands and spray the fucking shit.
And that's good, because on the flip side, there's so many fucking stores that you go in, and it's like nothing but 18-year-olds are working in there who don't give a fuck about their job, who don't give a fuck about the world.
But what's fucking with me? Why we ain't been doing this shit?
Right. The basics.
Like, I would never, ever go back to before this, ever.
Yeah.
Yo, player. Fuck about me, B. I mean, you can give a hug and everything. Nigga be like, yeah, take a picture, nigga. Love that. But we ain't gonna be like, oh, whoa. It's gonna be still, we just gonna be kind of like iffy, because this shit hit us in a way we ain't never experienced before. This ain't no fucking SARS and fucking polio and all that shit that happened back in the day. This is some shit. He was talking about the movie, what's that movie you said? The movie theater nigga sprayed all that shit. Sprayed all the germs and shit when he coughed and everybody in the movie.
Oh, y'all seen it. Outbreak. Remember Outbreak and the motherfucker? And the nigga coughed and all the particles went through the
neck. The one nigga was wild as shit in the line. Talking some,
but when he coughed, you see all the particles come out and shit. And it was like COVID, pussy. And that shit just spread in the whole town.
That's why that nigga ain't been to the movies.
Yeah, nah, my wife ain't having that. She like, nigga, what? Nigga, we just watch Outbreak. You better keep your ass in this house, man.
Yeah, but what we talking about?
We was talking about movies and shit that dropped. You said you seen the New Mutants this year, right? That was one of the joints you seen.
Trash.
Right?
Five people in a movie.
Wow.
COVID fucking people up. Five people.
It hasn't been many movies this year. That's crazy in 2020, right?
What's been the dopest shit dropping was the shit like Netflix.
Netflix. Netflix came with it this year. Let's hold up. Let's pause, rewind, time out. Remember earlier in the cast when we said everybody
Hold up, bro. You just did that. We just did that with your mouth, right? You know there's a fucking edit for that shit, right? You ain't got to do the dumb shit no more, right?
Yo, man, I watched Power Rangers when I was young. Back in earlier in the episode, we said.
We're going to cut that or not, because.
We said companies was coming in up, right? Netflix grinding that shit up. Tell me they stocks ain't sore, bro. They dropped hit after hit after hit content. It was like, you niggas in the house? We got you, B.
Except for that nut ass fucking Why our shit like the black people in the community got me the fucked up shit? Except that fucking Nia Long and fucking Omar Epps shit.
You know my Wiz had that on last night when I came to bed. It was like 3-4 in the morning. I'm like, why you got this corny ass fucking movie on?
I watched the movie again, yo. The bitch had to, when she was talking on the phone in the beginning, the fucking phone was upside down.
No, but when Nia was on, when he put Nia up on that motherfucking counter, I was like, hey, yo, fucker, fuck this shit out of.
Another ass bowl and shit with the broke back. What is he had a broke back?
I don't know. Her husband was broke the fuck up. Wow, crazy. What was the name of that shit? Single Affair? Love Affair? Decade Affair?
I don't fucking know. Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction? I don't know. Omar Epps, Nia Long. If you ain't see the episode when we talked about it,
don't click the shit.
Go watch
unless
it so you can laugh.
Unless you're going to see a nigga pop up in lights a bunch of different random ass times.
Hold up. Carol Baskins. Hey, tell me that shit ain't come with it to start the year, bro. Carol Baskins.
Yo, you know that nigga Shaq had tigers and that Kilter, nigga was taking care of?
Seen her, wrapped them.
Carol Baskins. Shaq actually had two tigers.
I know, nigga. He had wild celebrities that was buying off of him, bro. Did I say celebrities?
Fucking Joe celebrities. Exotic. Joe Exotic got that bitch.
That nigga had the Joe Exotic draws, bro. You can't knock a nigga who's selling his own draws. At a fucking amusement park for animals. Come through, go to gift shop and give some of my draws.
I might knock a nigga the fuck out if they get too close to me. Talking about some, yo, you want to buy these draws?
Bro, but you got to think. I think Joe Excited was somewhat PMA stamped. Come to my joint, drop $50, $100, $200 on your tour, right? We're going to give private pictures. $50 a picture, right, with these exotic animals. And then when you leave, go to the gift shop, grab my motherfucking album, grab my fucking Joe Exotic thongs, grab my Joe Exotic mugs, grab all that shit, and then tell your friends and make sure you come back next week for another tour of the same shit.
And depending on what day.
And he was guapping.
And it depending on what day you come, I might actually kill a bitch.
So I might kill a bitch. I might hire this fucking meth head ass nigga who live in one of my trailers to go kill a bitch. On site.
All the people that worked there looked like it was a part of the fucking circus, bro. Like, let's just stop. We can talk about Joe Exotic for a long time, bro.
Thank you, 2020. Because you know Netflix had that shit on Tuck. They had that on Tuck for years on improv, and it was like, 2020.
What's
the
name
time.
Came out that year, this year, right? What? The fucking nut-ass Hernandez shit, didn't it?
What Hernandez shit?
The fucking Hernandez joint on Netflix.
The murder shit?
Yeah.
I think it came out last year. I think it was last year. I still ain't watched it yet. I think it was last year.
I might have watched it this year, I might have watched it in January.
Yeah. I heard it was good, though.
That nigga was on some shit.
He was on some shit.
Yo, man.
Niggas getting money that don't know how to handle they getting moneyness.
Yo, a lot of music came out this year, too. A good one. We had the WAP.
We had the
Megan Stallion and the Tory Lanez shit.
Oh, Meg. And I still fucks with Meg to this day. She's still putting out hits with her shot up feet.
Yeah. Tory. She be on that shit waving the feet. Shotty yaddy, shotty, 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 yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. Lying ass huh?
That nigga Tory Lanez still getting threatened by the biggest boss, Rosé, for being a little nigga. That's crazy that Rosé is threatening him just because he's a little nigga. I feel some type of way. I'm a little nigga.
And whoa, Rick, where you get that hair from? Like, I thought the nigga was bald this whole fucking time. I think I had waves. I just thought he had waves and shit.
Speaking of Rosé versus battles.
Yeah.
Lit. Rosé's John was lit.
They played us with the nut shit with the Shanti Keys Kojo. I was tuned.
Right, I was waiting for it.
I was like, yo, Shanti about to wipe,
the word on the streets is that Shanti pulled out cause she ain't have enough hits. She realized that Keisha was gonna smack her the fuck up. That's the word on the street.
Shanti better than Keisha.
I don't know, bro. Keisha Cole with that joint from back in the day when she had the titties out.
Don't do that.
In the video.
Don't do that.
Hello. She was fucking it up.
Don't do that.
Keisha Cole with the red strip. With the
Ashanti
strip.
Is just it's Ashanti, bro.
I know, I get it. Ashanti my baby.
How many hits she had with Ja Rule?
Yo, I heard that she pulled out because she ain't had the hits, bro.
You crazy.
Yo,
she got hits.
Word, that's the word.
Her
on the
and Ja Rule before 50 Cent came out was all wiping the streets.
Hold up. Time out. Let's rewind. Who started the verse? Who was the motherfuckers who had the one versus joint that was wild fucked up? Teddy Riley, right? Who was it? Teddy Riley and who?
Teddy Riley and some other
that nigga Teddy was queuing up the motherfucking cassette tape. Like, hold on, rewind. Play. That shit was bad, bro. That shit was bad.
He had the Gucci fucking shit with Young Jeezy. He was wild egregious.
Gucci came with it. Gucci is
egregious, bro.
Gucci get the stamp.
He egregious.
Because it's like, nigga, what's up?
We smoking on nigga, your day at home.
Like, what's up,
day.
Nigga? Do something. What's up, nigga? You going to do something or what? Because I'm going to talk my shit. I'm stamped, nigga. PMA stamped me. Shit. Yo, Versus Battles was lit, bro. T.I. was begging for a battle. Over and over and over again, and ain't get one because niggas don't want the smoke.
T.I. gonna fuck somebody up.
T.I. gonna fuck somebody up, bro. That nigga catalog is stupid, bro. T.I. gonna fuck somebody up.
From fucking 2000 to about 2010, he will kill a nigga in Versus.
You can get whatever you like. What?
Oh, sax on.
What the? Oh, my shit.
Been about 100. Yeah. Remember that joke? Yeah. That paper? Oh, my God.
Rubber band, man. Rubber band when you popping a rubber
I'm
band.
I'm talking about I'm illy. That motherfucker, yeah. I'm illy yeah. shit. Well, yeah. He ripped the...
Yeah.
See?
Versus Battles was lit.
Get it started by the music shit. We gonna get started by
what
the
wasn't
music
lit?
Shit.
What wasn't lit?
6ix9ine wasn't lit.
6ix9ine was not fucking lit. He's a snitch ass, bitch ass, snitch ass. And I know we did an episode.
Still making money for it.
Click
still
the card.
Still making money for it.
We did an episode on why 6ix9ine snitched. And I know I said on there, I understand why he snitched.
I don't know, bro. You know.
I understand it, but at the same point in time, I never would condone that. You a snitch. You pussy. You put yourself in that situation, B. Why, and we talk about this all the time. We preach it. Watch how you move. You know what I mean? The strong move silent. The weak start riots, right?
I know he's selling 50, but selling 50 so they tired.
We talk about this shit, right? So, yeah, you snitch for a reason. And yeah, it's understandable. However, that would have never happened. It would have never been predicated if you never put yourself in that motherfucking position.
Wait, say that boy. Say that word again.
I ain't gonna say it again because I was drinking.
Wait, you said that word. You said that word predicated.
It never predicated. Never would have happened because it never would have predicated. What I'm saying is, if the nigga was moving properly, he would have never put himself in that situation to be getting fucking wild pistol whipped. Bong, bong, bong. What'd he say? What'd it say, Fat 6ix9ine? Bong.
6ix9ine.
Bong. What's the code to the say, 6ix9ine?
6ix9ine.
I'm a fucking BM 6ix9ine. Bong. Give me the code, pussy. He did that to himself.
I mean, yo, joke's on them because they all in jail. He not.
What's.
That's fucked up. That's the truth.
I hope the pussy was good enough, homeboy.
That's the truth.
I hope you bucked off of that little white boy.
That boy making money off of us. Jeez. Too. He making money off his snitch ass, bro. Hey man, look, TV's on, bro.
You peeped though. You
good businessman.
You peeped. He might have been a good businessman, but you peeped this later in the 2020 for that Bull 6ix9ine actually just started. That nigga, he's starting to lose steam. Like he put some shit out and he was getting wild views on YouTube, millions of views. He put a couple songs. I was getting the clout and shit, but then it's just starting to trickle out. So I think people starting to get hip to, no, we can't support you, B. And I hope that's the case, because you can't support a bitch ass snitch ass motherfucker, because then it condones and appropriates the culture to want to do the same thing. We can't have the youth doing that. We talk about the youth all the time, right?
And what Pharrell said.
What Pharrell said?
Pharrell was like, he ain't no gangster, B. I'm
straight like that.
I'm snitching, bro.
Straight like that.
You crazy? Is it begin me and you going to jail? I ain't no gangster. I'm telling you that right now.
He did say that. He did say that.
I give it to you.
He did say that.
If that ain't you, if you ain't about that life, then you know. But if you preaching, but that's the biggest problem with him was he was preaching and trying to live it. He was trying to live it. Fucking thug.
His rap lyrics. That's what did it. His rap lyrics actually signified that. I'm about this life. I'll pistol whip you. I'll shoot you. I'll do this, that, and a third.
All right, now his thing. No snitching thing. That's fine. All right. But we're also practical. I'm not going to fucking do a wild ass crime in front of goddamn who's the squares nigga we know?
I don't know.
Squares type of boy we know on two. Fuck.
Isaiah Thomas?
I keep thinking of thorough niggas.
I don't know no pussy ass square ass niggas. I only fuck with thorough niggas.
All right. Jonah Hill.
I said Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah little ass gonna fuck you up. Yo.
That nigga called Zeke in the hood. Yo.
Let's say Jonah Hill right here.
All
right,
Jonah Hill.
And I go shoot somebody in cold blood. What you think he gonna do?
Oh, yeah. He don't want no smoke.
Fuck about
he
that,
don't
yo.
Want no parts, nigga. That nigga's texting the 911, nigga.
Yo, you seen, what was?
Sergeant O'Malley? I just witnessed a crime.
You seen Jackie Brown, yo. You seen what fucking Samuel L. with the ponytail had to do to Chris Rock?
Yeah.
He said, and if you know him, you know he ain't gonna do no jail time.
Jackie Brown was a dope ass movie too.
How he pull up on him like that?
Dope ass movie too.
Yo, stay in this trunk. Hey, I'll put you in the trunk with a gun so you can. Come on, bro.
Dope ass movie.
Classic, nigga. Classic. With the fucking wild ass braid.
Pam Grier is that work and everything she puts it like. Sexy. Pam Grier is the definition of a MILF.
Yo,
like,
man, we ain't gonna fucking keep rambling on, yo. We gonna try to get some structure in this bitch, bro. Drunky McDrunken fine. Cut. Yeah, sorry I had to hit the pause again. You know what I'm saying? Obviously somebody too goddamn lit out this joint, man. Like,
yo, man, it's the end of the year. I'm on vacation, man. I'm on vacation, bro. You know what I mean? I took the week off of work, man. Enjoy time with my family. I've been drinking all week. I've been building shit. All
right, Beyonce. Any fucking way.
Yo, man. It's a vibe.
I'm going to cut this shit short. Obviously, somebody started their New Year's Eve a while early. Anyway.
Yo, make sure y'all go to partofmyarrogance.com. Go grab the fucking Rated M. Mind your fucking business, hoodie. Why tired of motherfuckers always in my business?
We back again. I'm sorry I gotta keep hitting y'all with the pause, but this guy here is old.
I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah, we back again, man. As you seen, I'm gonna put a little snow mode in the nigga face right now. As you seen, I knew I was gonna have to pause the shit again when he came up with the wild aggression. Any fucking who. Yo, we gotta get the hell out of here because I feel like we ain't gonna have a studio in a minute because this nigga about to start doing random shit like flipping a table.
You know, shit can flip, Nico.
Yo, 2020 gave us a lot of good shit, a lot of bad shit. Wonder Woman 1986.
84, but yeah.
All the 80s. What the fuck?
We're
We're going to do a review. We might do a review in a couple of days, yo. Maybe not.
Two and a half hours of fucking snoring.
Any fucking way, yo. Yeah, we going to cut this shit short, yo. As you know, you can always hit us up at partofmyarrogance.com where we have a bunch of fly ass hoodies like that. We know we got apparel and everything like that. Finest qualities, you know what I'm saying. I know we have a little trouble with the nut ass goddamn nut ass post office and shit. UPS, US, UPS on some nut shit.
Hey, don't do it. Don't you do it right now.
USPS.
Don't do it. Let me do what I gotta do. Don't fucking do it. Postmaster, you son of a bitch. I heard fucking up orders and shit. You got my Christmas delayed. You got people's Christmases delayed because you want to be having fucking orders stuck in Hyattsville, Maryland and shit.
Yeah, I see why I keep pausing it, right?
Like, I can't stand your ass, Postmaster.
I'm going to let him go.
Like, what the fuck, man? How many orders? Am I the only one who had missing packages that was shipped on Black Friday?
I'm trying to end it.
And this shit is just fucking missing?
I'm trying to let you get on with your day.
I know, but this is the point, man. I'm not the only one. You know how many people I've talked to? You know how many people I've talked to that didn't get their Christmas fully delivered because of the fucking United States Postal Service? Mm-hmm. Because of AKA Agent Orange? Mm-hmm. AKA this nigga got me drinking Douce every fucking week.
Ah.
You know I've drunk the most liquor I've ever drunk in my life this year, and I had some fucking wild years in my
20s. Mm-hmm. You talking about Seagram's Extra Dry Gin?
Oh, don't say that. Oh.
I knew that would shut him the hell up. As you know, yo, you can go hit us up at partofmyarrogance@gmail.com where we got another Ask PMA coming. Real dope. We got another Ask PMA coming, yo. My_arrogance on Twitter, partofmyarrogance on Instagram, and saying, yo, on our website, yo, for a limited time only, we still got tickets available to the credit class seminar.
Couple spots left.
So go ahead and put your bids in, you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk some wild, crazy shit, and we're going to give y'all a peace of mind. We're going to kick it with y'all, too, man. On the other hand, yo, you got anything left to say?
Yo, 2020, man, the year that never was, the year that fucked us all. Look, man.
New decade starts,
you know what I mean?
In a couple days.
Learn from it, grow from it, become better from it. Because sometimes in life, shit just happens. Life just happens, and you just keep going on. This ain't one of them years. This isn't one of them years that make you reflect. It make you grow and make you elevate, or you gonna fold. You either going, you know what I mean? You either gonna show up and glow up, or you gonna fold. And I hope y'all ain't out there folding, man. If y'all watching us, hope you ain't out there folding. If you feel like you about to fold, go to the website, hit the services, hit us up. We gonna make sure you can't fold, man.
Never fold t-shirts. Design coming soon. Till next time. PMA out.
We kicking some facts and talking the news. We keeping it real while acting a fool. So pardon my arrogance and let me holler at you.